Welcome to the Radio 191 FM podcast.
Pleased to say we are currently joined in the booth in person.
IRL.
Yeah, with the Days. How's it going, guys?
Yeah, good.
It's going fantastic.
Phenomenal.
That's yeah. So good to hear. Thank you for joining us in the booth today through this treacherous
weather. Glad to be here. Thank you for inviting us.
So you guys just released your first two tunes, which is super awesome, super exciting. There's Pretty Girls Break Hearts and Colours. My bad.
Colour singular, it's the B-side.
Okay, sorry, my colour. It's been a long day, I apologise. But both are sounding super, super sick. We had a listen before.
So and fun.
Yeah, very exciting. Your first music out there to the public. How does it feel for it to be out?
It feels like it's been a long time coming. No doubt we've been a band for over 2 years now, and we've finally found that we're in a place where we've got a sound that is worth sharing with the world, and we've done that, so it's exciting.
Yeah, nice. It's sounding very good at the moment. And for a little bit of the background for the listeners, because you guys have been around for the last 2 years playing a lot of live shows, but as we mentioned, this is your first released music, which is super awesome. But can you tell to the listeners a bit about how you guys all started? How did the Days get together?
What's the origin story, actually? Yeah. The chronological, the ups and the downs, the undulations.
It's a bit of a circus, wasn't it? It was a pretty rushed affair.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was in the halls, wasn't it?
Shout out Hayward.
I'm
outnumbered right now.
It was, I think, you and Kaya, Sam, that kind of started off trying to get a set ready for Next in Line in 2022. Roping Mr. Veer Jukes in, having not touched a bass guitar in
3 months.
And then I finally relented with 2 weeks to go. We managed to claw together a set.
Nice.
And one original. Played it for the first time the whole way through on stage. So that was a pretty good feeling.
Yeah. Me and Kaya had been jamming quite a lot just throughout the year. We met pretty early on in the halls and we connected musically. This is Kaya from the Audiovisual Dropkicks. She was in the Days, is no longer in the Days. So, me and Kaya decided we were going to do this Next in Line gig. Roped Veer in with ease. He was dead keen to jump on board, which is cool. And honestly, we probably asked about 12 drummers to join the band before we asked Ollie. Not one yes. Ollie was far from our first choice, but thank God that's actually how it felt, because he is a fucking awesome drummer.
To be fair, he is our sub warden, or he was our sub warden in the first year, so that was sort of the hesitance there.
Well, journey to get you in, but you're here and it's worth it, so that's good to hear. And as we mentioned, you played a heap of shows and now you've got two tracks out, which is awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about the inspos behind each song?
The inspo behind Pretty Girls Break Hearts, That is a Beatles song at heart. It definitely calls back to 50s and 60s rock and roll, lyrically, musically, and I wanted to dress it up sonically with a real 90s feel, that alternative sound like Nirvana and Oasis, loud guitars just throbbing, essentially. You've got a 60s rock and roll song packaged in a, you know, 90s freight train.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah. That was a solid line. Have you rehearsed that?
He's definitely
no, I didn't rehearse that, I
so
promise.
Good off the cuff. That was very good.
No, it's super fun. Do either of you guys have a favourite out of the two tracks?
Probably the main.
I think
the
main title Pretty track. Girls Break Heart is Break Heart is a whole heap of fun to play live.
Yeah.
So it's that, I think, unequivocally, really.
No, it's such a fun song. Yeah.
It is very
I was telling Charlotte, it reminds me of a Bruce Springsteen song.
Wow.
It's very like.
We also got on the Flushed Away original soundtrack. Was another. I guess it's a compliment, but specifically the boat chase. If that comes from
that's
the
crazy.
Which I kind of agree with. And also that's another friend of mine said he was grooving to it whilst quite inebriated in a hostel in Montenegro this morning.
Yes.
So
wow.
Which is quite nice.
Well, we've gone global.
One of my friends also said that we're going to be the next Verlaines, so that was quite lovely to wake up to this morning.
It's so good to hear.
I've been visually compared to the main character of Flushed Away many a time. So I'm glad that I think that makes, you know,
especially relevant today.
Gonna have to do like cover band of all the Flushed Away soundtrack.
Flushed Away characters, and
it's a great soundtrack.
It is a pretty solid soundtrack.
Phenomenal movie. Hugh Jackman on board.
Hugh Jackman has officially joined the days now.
Yeah.
You know what? Halloween is coming up, but
a Halloween gig. Flushed Away inspired.
Yeah, Flushed Away inspired.
Yeah. Anyway, moving along from that. You have announced a little mini tour, got a show in Dunedin coming up, and a show in Christchurch, which is super, super cool. Tell us a bit about how you organised those couple gigs, because heading out of Dunedin as well is a pretty big thing, so it's awesome that you got that organised.
Yeah, man, we're huge in Christchurch.
So many fans.
No, but I think it is about time that we went out and saw the world. You know, there are some super cool bands kicking around on the Christchurch scene, so it's just a great opportunity to, you know, branch out from the Dunedin venues, play to a new crowd, play with some super cool, fresh bands.
Yeah.
Shout out Honey for Jupiter and Third Junction. We're playing with those guys up in Canterbury.
Yeah.
And a crown gig, you know, it's an awesome place to play, so let's do it.
For
it's
sure.
Loud. It's hot and steamy sometimes, you know.
Hot and steamy.
It gets humid in there, but you know.
True. Do any of you guys originate from Christchurch or? Oh, sick. Yeah.
Ollie just raised his hand. This is
Ollie
radio.
Just
so.
Shout out to
Ollie.
That's
quite handy. Facebook radio as well.
That's very handy.
Ollie, you are the most attractive person in this band.
I don't think we can speak to that.
Yeah. No comment. And on the topic of gigs as well, you guys have a couple other gigs coming up. Playing tonight, I believe, at the Bog.
Oh, true.
And then another gig tomorrow night too, opening for Leo Lilly.
Okay, busy weekend.
Yeah. So this will definitely be our busiest month of playing.
That's cool.
Ever. So yeah, we've got a gig tonight, gig tomorrow. We're playing two gigs next week, and then our Dunedin show at the Crown the week after that. So
super busy stuff. So if you miss them tonight, then there's tomorrow
night.
If you miss them tomorrow night, then
there's Christchurch
in a week's time.
If you miss us a third time, I think, you know, no hard feelings.
Have you guys got any plans for like new music on the horizon? Potentially an album, an EP?
I think we'd like to.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I think we've probably got enough originals up the sleeve.
Yeah.
And a few in the works. But we'd probably like to. But I think we're looking at at least another single.
That'd be awesome.
Before we do.
Yeah.
Get any of those bigger form.
I think releases out. In terms of like volume, like we definitely have enough music, original music for an album, definitely at least for an EP, but we'll just focus on this next single, and then crack into something a bit bigger after that.
That's awesome. What's the sort of like process that you guys take when it comes to like writing or like making music? Who comes up with what's the sort of dynamic there?
A lot of what we've done so far has been composed by me mostly. I've done all of the instrumentals for the band bar one, which these guys actually you know, spearheaded just because I was away for a bit and they thought, time for a song that doesn't involve Sam. So that's cool. Opening up new doors there, but Veer loves to write a good lyric and melody, so he picks up that work probably half the time. The other half of the time it's me doing lyrics, melody. And yeah, it's a real mix. Sometimes I come with a fully fledged song, sometimes it's a bit of a jamming process at a practice or at a jam session. It varies, you know.
Yeah, nice. And what was kind of the recording process like for the two songs that you've released?
I'll start with Pretty Girls. So that was done mostly with Southlink Productions, Nick Rowan. It was kind of done all over the show in some way. So what, drums were done with Nick, as well as most of the guitars, half of the backing vocals, bass. Some of the stuff was done in my bedroom, some of the stuff was done in the uni music studios. We were really just taking advantage of anyone who would give us the opportunity with colour. I was showing the song to the guys. Often when I'm proposing a song to the band, I'll demo it, I'll give it a quick rough mix and just send it to the group chat, and I did that for colour. And then I sort of listened back to what I recorded 2 or 3 weeks later, and I was like, oh, you know, this isn't a demo, man, this is the song. So yeah, it's like got two guitar tracks and a bass track. Those were a one take each. The drums, me and Ollie recorded within half an hour.
Yeah.
Super quick job. The vocal mix, that was one take. I was just sitting on the couch holding the mic. That song really just fell out of the sky, and it sounds super cool. Obviously sounds way different sonically to Pretty Girls, and that's not surprising because of the nature of the process, but it is also just a B-side. It won't be featuring on an EP or anything.
Pretty extensive differences as well between each single, which is quite interesting. But yeah, well, thank you guys so much for coming in today and having a chat about your new music. To all the listeners out there, go and check out The Days and their new music. But of course, we'll have got Pretty Girls Break Hearts coming up next for you. Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the listeners out there today?
Keep your eyes peeled on Instagram, I suppose. Follow
the Instagram. Stream the tune. So, you know, next stop, world domination. All that. You know.
Already gone global.
Yeah, we've already gone global. We've got a wide international fan base.
Sam actually mentioned that you guys are opening for Paul McCartney.
He's opening for us.
That's right. Newer on the scene. You know, he's really good, actually.
Bit of a singer-songwriter type thing at the moment.
Yeah, I hear that band Oasis is coming back too. Yeah, we might get them to open for us as well.
So true.
Couldn't make Glastonbury.
Thank you so much, though, for coming in. On a serious note, thank
you to everyone that has listened and streamed the track so far, and like everyone that's come to a show at any point or that will come to a show. We appreciate it all. We wouldn't be here without you guys, so thank you.
For sure, and thanks so much for coming in, and definitely for all the listeners out there, go and check out The Days. They're playing tonight at The Bog, and tomorrow opening for Leo Lilly at Pearl Diver. So heaps coming out, which is very exciting. But for now, here is Pretty Girls Break Hearts from The Days. Keep it locked on the one.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.